Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Welcome to the Catch Up. This is where we show you little behind the scenes snippets of what goes on the Josiah and Ellie show. There's a little trend that you've taken up recently that I just want to bring up in front of the listeners.
We'll do it on air. Why are you doing it in the podcast?
Because it's an exclusive bit of content people on air don't get to hear.
You're an idiot.
You have lately been saying to me after the show, like, I'm just going to duck home quickly just to have a quick shower.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I haven't had one before the show.
Why not, though?
Because who could be bothered at 4:30 in the morning jumping in the shower when it's -3 degrees outside?
Me?
I don't care about you. You know I smell.
But what I don't understand is why do you feel like it's okay to sit in an enclosed studio with me for 3 hours?
Because you know my smell.
Having not had a shower.
You and know then, my smell.
Yeah, but just because I know it doesn't mean I like it.
Right? And then for the rest of the day, when I see other people that I actually care about, I like to smell good for them.
It's really hard doing this job with you.
Come here and smell my pits.
I don't want to smell your pits. I can smell it from here.
I still put cologne on this morning.
Hey,
man, I smell good.
I'm not against you showering. Don't get me wrong. Just maybe next time do it before the show rather than after.
Okay? I am. I'm going to go home. I'm going to have a bite to eat. I'm going to feed my gorgeous dog. I'm going to have a shower. I'm going to come back and I'm going to be like a new man.
Oh, God. All right. Well, I look forward to that because this man sucks. Just kidding. Love you, bae.
How good is behind the scenes exclusive content on our podcast?
I know. We're going to keep the people coming back for more. That is for sure. No, stick around, though, because the stuff that's in the actual show is way better than the pit chat we've been having.
Yeah, we talk about my dad's turtle.
Yeah. Sounds a lot like a euphemism.
Ellie, how dare you speak about my father like that?
Love you, Skender.
Yeah, so do I. They're my parents' pet turtle. It's actually fake ceramic. It belongs in our garden.
Don't tell them what happened.
It's gone missing.
You always do that. You ruin it. You're supposed to hook them and make them want to listen till the end.
Yeah, but they want to know why. Do you know what I'm saying?
Just something's happened to my dad's turtle is a good hook. Trust me. What? What?
Apologies, Dad. I'm going to recommend that you don't listen to this catch-up today.
Hey, there's heaps of other good stuff in here too. We talk about mobility scooters. We talk to a weed dude.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, about legalising marijuana. How's this? Alpha Bucks. We don't usually put competitions in.
Yeah, but you're going to want to listen to today. Yeah. Don't give away what happens, Josiah. All right, we're getting into it before he ruins the rest. Enjoy. Go have a shower, bud.
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
On Friday, you and I were lucky enough to present Mark Beretta from Sunrise, who was here with the Tour de Cure, with Mark Ferretta, our ferret, thanks to Whitey, our ferret trainer and owner who looks after him for us. And we were successful and we got on Sunrise. If you missed it, have a listen to see how we went on Sunrise the other day.
Last Friday when Sam Mack was in Shepparton, he met Josiah and Ellie from Hit FM. And Josiah, come on in. You have a little something, Ellie.
We do. We thought in honour of the Tour de Cure rolling through Shep, we'd train you up a ferret.
Okay,
so Mark Beretta, please meet Mark Ferretta.
What a good-looking ferret he is.
The resemblance is remarkable.
That's why we picked him, because he is the fastest ferret out there, because we heard you're the fastest on the bike as well.
It's true. I must say, guys, you don't do this for the accolades, but to have a ferret that's so special, so thank you.
How good's that?
Barrett's. I love him. He was so nice.
Lucky enough we got on. If you want to see the footage, it's really, really awesome. Hit GV on Instagram. Go give us a follow and watch it there, or go to Hit Goblin Valley on Facebook. But there was one moment in particular, Ellie, that kind of stood out, and you're right, it's becoming all too familiar for me. Have a listen to how Mark Beretta introduced me for the whole of Australia here on Sunrise.
He met Josiah and Ellie.
What was my name?
He met Josiah and Ellie.
Could you butcher my name anymore?
We've had it all, Jay. We've had Hosiah, we've had Josiah, we've had Josiah.
Josiah. But remember we had Sean McAuliffe on a couple of weeks ago, he called me Hosiah.
Oh, yeah. And we changed. The one and only Sean McAuliffe. He joins us now. Morning, Sean.
Ellie, lovely. Is Hosiah there?
Yes, he is, mate. And Hosiah is not my name. We ended up changing the whole show to Hosiah and Ellie for the rest of the show. Remember that?
Yeah.
When every great person or every great celebrity stuffs my name up, we do.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
Rest of my life gonna start today.
On Golden Valley's Hit 96.9.
You know what? I like Josiah.
I mean, it's different.
It's more unique. No one else has got it.
I can tell you right now, I've had everything under the sun. You can imagine a name like Josiah gets everything.
Yeah.
But I've never, ever had Josiah.
Just embrace it, bro. Barrett's knows best, trust me. Hey, let's get Pink on now. Before that, though.
Hit Breakfast.
With.
Josiah and Ellie on Hit 96.9. This is The Catch Up.
With.
Josiah and Ellie.
Don't know how to say this lightly, but there's been a big crime that's been committed at my place.
I'm sorry to hear.
Yeah, there's been a ceramic turtle that's been stolen from my parents' house. Like out of anything you could steal,
yeah.
They've come into our back garden and stolen a turtle. So I don't want to go into too many details because I thought I'd get this man on. My dad. Dad, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Morning. How are you guys?
Good, thanks, Skanda. Now, we need your help. If we're going to solve this crime for you, which is what we do on this show, we call ourselves detectives, but we're going to need a few more details off you. So can you describe the article that was stolen?
Well, it's a turtle I found out. It's got the flippers, so it's not a tortoise.
Okay.
And it's sort of it's about a metre and a half long.
It's a big turtle, isn't it, Dad?
It's a big turtle. It's a big ceramic. Probably a burnt orange colour.
Good description.
We were given it for our anniversary by the in-laws. Anyway, it's not something I would buy for my
granddad spent on it.
Well, I did Google it because I thought, oh, just buy another one. They won't realise. $250
Whoa.
To $300.
Whoa. That is an expensive
ceramic turtle.
Yeah. I suppose 1.5 metres, that's a decent size.
It's a big turtle.
How much would it have weighed, do we think?
I lifted it a few times. I reckon at least 7 kilos.
7 kilos.
So it's not it didn't need two people to carry it out, Dad. One person could have carried it.
They didn't get my tools or anything. They got the turtle.
That's it.
Right.
That's it. Nothing else.
Is it hollow on the inside? Could you hide something in this turtle?
It is hollow, but it is a solid thickness. So it's quite heavy to lift. It's not going to break easy.
Yeah.
And, someone's got it. They've probably got a truck to back up in the front yard and snuck it around in the middle of the night or something like that.
Do you have any idea what anyone would want to sneak into our garden to steal a turtle for? What do you reckon they're using it for, Dad?
Oh, well, they probably realise the price of it and they probably put it on eBay or something like that to, to sort of get a bit of money or something. But there are other things around our yard they could have taken.
Yeah.
Nice plant.
Have you got any like gnomes or anything in the garden?
No, we have another statue that we're given for another anniversary from the in-laws as well.
Yeah.
And that one's even heavier, but I think they tried that one, they just couldn't get lifted. So the turtle was gone. The burnt orange
gone.
Turtle.
God, all right. Well, you've given us a bit to go on here. Have faith in us, Skender, because I reckon we're going to solve this crime today. I feel like we're going to track down your burnt orange ceramic turtle.
It could be worth a bit down there in the Golden Valley.
Yes.
Yeah. We forgot to mention that Dad actually lives in Olympic Avenue, so that probably explains why it's gone missing.
Say hello to all the Albanians for me.
Oh, don't worry, Josiah does every single morning.
Oh, great.
See you, Dad. Thanks for coming on.
See you, guys.
All right. Well, we've got a few clues to go on, but Golden Valley, 13, 12, 16, we want your theories. We want you to become detectives this morning. What happened to the turtle?
Judy from Shepparton just called.
Yeah.
Great theory.
Mm-hmm.
She said Mother's Day yesterday. Someone's taken it for a present because it was recently and it was for Mother's Day as well.
Well, now I think about it, my mum's last birthday, I got her some ceramic birds.
Stolen.
And she loved it. No, didn't steal them.
Yeah, you got it from the next door neighbour. No, you told me. Don't lie.
I did not. But there you go. Ceramic presents. Not a bad one for Mother's Day. All right, we'll notch that down in the detective's book. Let's go to Jake from Shep. Jake, what are your thoughts? What do you reckon's happened to the ceramic turtle?
You need to do it how Kramer done it on Seinfeld with the statue episode.
What does he do in that episode again, Jake?
So he goes over to Jerry's the cleaner, who Elaine is writing manuscripts for her partner, his girlfriend.
Yeah.
He breaks in pretending to be the detective and he gets him up against the wall yelling at him and he finds a statue in the house and leaves like nothing happened.
But how do we know where to start? Whose house do we break into as a cleaner?
Well, Kramer just went there randomly, so I would go to a couple of his neighbours' houses, next door neighbours.
Okay.
Well, Jake, because they knew each other, you saying someone that knows us might have taken it could be an inside job. Maybe Grandma and Granddad stole it back, do you think?
Possibly.
Whoa. All right. Okay. Crime solved. Let's go to your grandparents' house and put them up against a wall.
One of our theories was that Grandma took it back when we weren't there. When Mum and Dad were overseas, Grandma went and took it because she wanted it.
Or next door neighbours seen it over the fence. That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, I know if my next door neighbour had one, I'd be jealous and I'd want to take it.
So would I.
Who wouldn't want to take a giant ceramic turtle? All right, Jake, you've given us a lot to think about. Thanks so much for your call.
Thank you.
All right, let's move on to Clint from Shep. Clint, what do you reckon the thief has done with the ceramic turtle?
Probably put it in the lake.
You reckon someone went into my parents' garden just to go and put it in a lake?
Oh, they'll be kids, mate,
guarantee you. Yeah, true. We've been focusing on, like, weird adults with weird turtle fetishes, but it could be, like, a 10-year-old.
Yeah, but the thing is with...
Or Splinter could have come and got him.
Who's Splinter?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Yes, Clint. That does sound like the most likely scenario. Oh, Clint likes that one.
I'll let you guys go.
All right, thanks for your help, Clint. The crime is one step closer to being solved.
See you.
See you, legend.
See you, buddy.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, there's something in the waters with our elderly population at the moment. A story's broken overnight about a 92-year-old man who was spotted on the Monash Freeway down in Melbourne on his mobility scooter. Now, the Monash Freeway, the speed limit is 100. So there's cars zooming past him at 100, and this dude's just toddling along his little mobility scooter, not a care in the world.
That is me as an old man.
Yeah, I know. He's living the dream. So a concerned citizen has pulled up behind him because he's worried about him. His name's Bruce, and yells out to him. This is how it went down.
Move over, mate. Move over. You're on the freeway. Move over.
The old guy's not having a bar of it.
You're not supposed to be on the freeway.
So then he's obviously concerned about this dude, so he makes a call to emergency services.
We've got an old bloke in a mobility scooter.
What colour is it, mobility scooter?
Brown and black.
Brown.
There's only one. Black. They won't miss it.
Yeah, there's only one on the Monash Freeway. Not many people are taking theirs out for a spin that fast.
Mate, why is that guy reporting him to police? What's wrong with your day? Why are you so bored to let a gold guy zoom down the freeway in your old mobility scooter? Let him be.
Good on him for making the call because he was worried about him. Like, of course, he's going to get cleaned up. No worries. This guy, Bruce, followed him for 3Ks with his hazard lights on behind him to take care of him, to protect this poor guy.
The guy knows what that stopped me. I'm going for it, guys.
No, he's at risk to himself and the people around him. But it's funny that this story broke yesterday because I was in Tatura over the weekend and same deal. There were these two elderly people, both on mobility scooters, racing each other around the streets of Tat.
What were they doing?
I don't know, but they were like yelling at each other. Like I couldn't tell if they were play fighting or real fighting. And then one just took off in the mobility scooter and the other took off behind it.
Had they escaped from some sort of institution?
Oh, look, I don't know. There's every chance.
Well, there's that guy you always see in Shep that races around in town on his thing. Yeah. He doesn't stop for anyone. If you've got a dog, a baby, whatever it is, if you don't move it out of the way, he'll go straight through you.
I feel like you kind of get the license to do that. Once you hit a certain age, you can just get a license to wreak havoc on society.
Well, I'm already not caring and I'm 29.
Yeah.
My care factor is going less and less by the day. Imagine getting to that age where you're retired. You're probably losing your marbles a little bit, as if anything would stop you by that age. Not to mention, is it a full moon?
Oh, God, is it?
That would make sense.
No, I don't think it is. I think it was last week.
Yeah, good point. I think it's like a half moon at the moment.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something in the air, though, guys.
There is. Look out for old people on scooters, guys. They're on the loose.
Hit breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
The most popular baby names. It's actually quite a sad day, though, when I read this list.
Oh, hold on. Do you need this?
Yeah. I'm going to bring the show right down now.
God, we just had Pussycat Dolls, and now you're bringing it to a funeral march.
Well, it's been announced that the name Bruce is going extinct.
Oh.
13, 12, 16. If your name's Bruce and you're listening right now, I want to chat to you. Give us a call.
Yeah.
I'll give you a little prize.
Are you Bruce from Shep? Are you Bruce from Kyabram?
Bruce from
Maroopna?
Bruce is on the way out, guys.
Oh, if we can get a Bruce from Maroop, I'll be loving it.
Do you know who else is extinct?
Who?
Cheryl, Gary and Wayne. We said a lot on the show last week before the royal baby name was announced. Yeah. We hope it's a royal Gary.
Yeah. Prince Gary.
How's
My uncle's name's Gary.
Really?
Does that count as not being extinct?
Well, he wasn't born in the last year, was he?
No, don't be rude to Gary.
It's a terrible name.
Uncle Gary is a lovely man. He's a bikey and he's got a beard.
Well, I'll be nice then.
Yeah, watch out. He'll get you.
Sure, Gary's a nice
he's
guy.
He's got sleeves and everything.
Just telling you, he's a terrible name.
Well, tell that to Mavis, my grandma, who named him that.
Also a terrible name.
How dare you rip on my nana's name?
Not only that, this is also sad.
Yeah.
Beryl.
Yeah.
If you're a Beryl, not one baby has been named Beryl since 2015.
So are you kidding me?
In 4 years, not one baby that's been born in Australia has been called Beryl. Bruce, only 8 Bruces were born last year.
I know a Bruce who's my age. Does that count?
Yeah, I had a Bruce in my year.
Yeah.
I don't think many people under the age of us is called Bruce.
I love the Bruce.
This is my point. I know I've said it on the show before. Parents, listen up.
Yep.
When you give birth to your baby, right?
Yeah.
It's the most precious moment you'll have in your entire life.
Yeah.
It's the cutest thing. It comes out crying and you look at it and they say a name comes to you when you stare at your baby, right?
Yeah.
When I give birth or when my partner one day get and go, looks like a little Gary.
Do you know what? On Bruce, I reckon Bruce is going to make a comeback. You know how names make, like Elsie has made a huge comeback. Bruce will make a comeback. Mark my words. In 20 years, everyone's going to be, it's going to be the number one baby name.
Well, how's this? Yeah. That's a big call, Ellie.
I know.
What goes around comes around.
Yeah.
That's our generation. As if they're our kids or us, yeah. We're going to be calling our kids Bruce.
Yeah.
They reckon it's all to do with the royals. So the top 5 names for girls, Olivia, Amelia, Ava, Mia and Isla. Mia and Isla, 2 granddaughters of some royal. Archie, which is the baby that was born last week.
Yeah.
Archie was the 29th most popular boy's name. This is my prediction.
It'll be number one.
This time next year, it'll be number one by far.
Well, there you go.
No Bruce is called.
No Bruce is called.
Hey, you know what that means?
What?
It means this study is correct. They're all dead.
There is a Bruce listening right now. They're just too afraid to call because they know you're going to ridicule you. You know how you just said, I've said this before, you don't look at a baby and call that. You said that about the name Paul. And I played it for my friend Paul, and he said he played it for his parents, and he said, but we did look at you when you were a baby, and we did think your name's okay, Paul. Well, so there you go.
Well, maybe 30 years ago, no. Paul looked, it was a good name.
Yeah, to be maybe, fair.
I just don't think anyone in this day and age are looking at their kid and going, yeah, you look like a Gary.
I can't wait till you have kids. I'm going to rip their names to shreds,
my calling
friend.
My kids Apple and Pear. I've already said that.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
13, 12, 16. I want to ask the question this morning. When were you the only one not invited to something? Because it's happened to poor old Khloe Kardashian. We all know the Kardashians, right? There's Kim.
I've heard of them.
There's Kendall. Well, she's a Jenner. That counts. There's Khloe.
Bruce.
I mean, wait, who's the other one? Kylie. Oh, God.
Well, we spoke about Bruce's in the show earlier. The name Bruce is going extinct.
Yeah, well, that it certainly has because he's now Caitlin.
Good point.
He's adding to the decline in the name Bruce in the world.
I forgot about that. That's a great point.
But hey, Khloe Kardashian, you may have noticed, was the only Kardashian not on the red carpet of the Met Gala last week. And you might have thought, oh, apparently. Hey. I mean, if she's a C-list celebrity, then what are we, Josiah?
Hang on. Explain to me Khloe Kardashian, because she still have hundreds of millions of followers on Instagram.
Hundreds of millions. 100%. Like, she's as big as all of them. Actually, that's
literally?
Well, no.
Which one is she? Is she the big one?
She's the tall one.
And large?
No, she's not large at all. She's tiny.
You reckon that's why she didn't get her invite?
She's got 93 million followers on Instagram.
C-list?
And they reckon she's C-list. So Anna Wintour, the editor of Vogue, didn't sling her an invite.
Wouldn't the others be offended on behalf of their sibling?
You'd think so, but Kim's been quoted as saying it's her favourite night. She lives for the event and she'd never want her Kardashian sisters there because that would take the attention away from her. Someone's told Radar magazine, someone close to the family, obviously a very reliable source.
I'm just putting it out there, Ellie. I've got a theory and I think I know why she didn't get the invite.
Yeah.
Khloe Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
She's the ugly duckling
no,
of the Kardashians.
Stop being rude about Khloe. She's beautiful.
Yeah, but compared to the other ones, she's the ugly duckling
no,
of the family.
No, she's not. She is beautiful. It's just that she... Okay, so she's got 93 million followers on Instagram. Let's just have a look. Quick little look at how many Kim's got. 138 million.
Yeah, there's 40 million difference there. That's a reason. She's the odd one out in
Kendall
the family.
Kendall Jenner, 110 million.
Hey, you want to know a Khloe fact?
Yeah.
They don't reckon that her dad was... What's his name? The one that died. Robert Kardashian.
Yeah.
They reckon her dad was... OJ Simpson.
They do. I have heard that rumor.
No wonder. She's the odd one out, guys.
Fact of the matter is she's got less than 100 million followers and apparently that makes you C-list in this world.
Wow.
So I want to talk about this morning. Were you the only one not invited? Because all the Kardashians got to go to this thing and poor old Khloe's sitting at home with her Uber Eats just playing with her cat or something. I don't know what she did. I don't know what she did to fill in the time, but she probably watched it on TV.
Well, why don't we put the call out, are you the ugly duckling
no,
in your family?
It. She's not ugly. She's beautiful. All women are beautiful.
So
when I was a kid, I was fat as.
I know. I've seen the photos. You're
making me angry.
Still waiting for you to flourish as well.
I want to tell you a story about my friend who didn't get invited to something because that is what we're talking about this morning, 13, 12, 16. We had our school reunion last year. She was head girl of our school, didn't get an invite. So she called them up and was like, hey, like, just wondering where my invite is. I want to RSVP. And they said, sorry, you're not on the list. And she's like, I was the head girl. Meantime, our other friend who only went to our school for 1 year in year five, she cracked an invite and she didn't even graduate with us. So my friend, the head girl, was like, hello, excuse me. No. Nah.
I mean, she didn't.
They ended up reversing the error and she still came, but she didn't get the invite in the mail.
Oh,
yeah,
that would hurt a lot.
The only one out of a year group of 180, plus the one who just went for 1 year in year five.
Did she have 100 million followers? Or?
Ah, no, just 100, hey. 13, 12, 16, we are asking the question, when were you the only one not invited? Let's go to Macca from Shep. Macca, has this happened to you?
No, mine's a wedding. That's actually just happened from school days, but... No, the invites have come out, or the save the date has, and I am not included in that.
It's always awkward with weddings because where do you draw the line, you know? When was the last time you saw this person?
Oh, a year ago on the street when I was back there for a bit.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I feel like bumping into them on the street doesn't warrant a wedding invite.
Not to mention, Macca, you're now here in Shep and they're over in Perth. Like, they probably think, he's too far away. You can get stuff.
Mate, no. I told him I'd walk to Nullarbor for him.
Oh, in that case, that's worthy of an invite.
You know what? It might be because me and his partner have a bit of history, so maybe that's probably...
You hooked up with his wife-to-be?
Back in high school, yeah.
Yes, well, that's definitely the reason. She doesn't want to look at you when she's walking down the aisle.
Yeah, good point, but I want to look at her.
You're a creeper, Macca. Thanks so much for your call.
No.
That reminds me, I've lost an invite to a wedding recently. So one of my best friends is getting married and I'm a bridesmaid for it. And then it turns out one of my other friends is getting married the day before. And the other friend knew I'd have to go to the one that I'm bridesmaid at, obviously. So she's revoked my invite.
Wow. Why can't you go to both?
Well, one's in Perth, one's in Hamilton Island.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's a bit difficult to get to them.
Who's your favourite friend? How do you pick?
Well, I'm bridesmaids for one. I wasn't for the other.
So you're basically saying that you hate the other one?
No, I don't hate it. I mean, she's revoked my invite, so maybe I do hate her. You know?
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
We broke some news a couple of months ago on the show now that Shepparton was going to be home to a new medical cannabis facility, which is quite huge for Australia. It's a trend that hasn't really taken off yet, hasn't really been legalised all around the country yet, cannabis, that is. And so we thought we'd get a bit more information about it from Mark Birnberg. He is Australia's leading cannabis commentator and the founder of the Green Fund. He joins us now. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, mate. Now, first of all, we're getting our very own Australia's biggest medical cannabis facility right here on our doorstep. How many security guards do you reckon we'll need to have that here?
Yeah, there's probably going to be a few. I don't think it's going to be a free-for-all in terms of having a sneaky peek to see what's going on there.
Fair enough. Now, tell us. So, obviously, it's a bit of a controversial issue in society, the usage of legalising cannabis. What are your thoughts on it? Why should it be legal?
Look, I think when you look at it like this, you have to consider why do we think that it's a good thing for it to be legal. And I think there's two sides to this equation. The first is, if you consider cannabis right now, there's the medicinal cannabis and recreational cannabis. So in Australia, medicinal cannabis is legal for a very limited number of qualifying diseases or causes. But in terms of recreational cannabis, I think there's two things. One is you have to look at the black market and the drug trade that surrounds it at the moment. You know, Australians have a very high propensity for cannabis. Aussies like to have a chuff every now and again. And this creates a thriving black market in Australia. Now, the problem with that is obviously the associated crime that comes with that, but also the amount of money that is being lost in the form of taxes that could be put back to helping communities. So if you look at mature states in America, like Colorado, they legalized recreational cannabis, or lifted the prohibition of cannabis in 2014. And just about 2 months ago, reported that they'd now taken in over $1 billion in tax just from recreational cannabis. Now that's being put back into schools, into communities, into jobs. It's the fastest growing job industry on the planet right now. And then, you know, all of the funds that are being spent on the war on drugs, that also gets put back into community. So huge uplift in communities, in funding for communities, but also let's get it out of the reach of our children.
When you say that the tax is being raised from it, is that a revenue off the purchase of marijuana itself? So you're buying it and then part of that is going to the government?
Correct.
Right. 100%. What type?
It's like a cigarette tax.
Yeah, right.
Or alcohol tax as well.
Alcohol taxes. Absolutely.
They put up the prices recently, and it was controversial. Of like a vodka cruiser went from $4 a bottle to $12 or whatever it is. Very similar if they legalize recreational marijuana. Is that right, Mark?
That's correct. That's correct. So there's. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, but you do understand, though, like medical cannabis legalizing that, I'm all for, because I understand there's many people that need it and that doesn't have any of the stuff in it. I'm not quite up to scratch with the basics and the chemicals and whatnot. But that recreational really does have that negative side to it. You do see how it has that effect on some forms of society, especially in Shep alone markets, quite a big problem. There are many people who are against it for that reason. What do you have to say to those people?
I think any substance can be abused, no matter whether it's illegal or illegal. I think to the people that don't want it to be, made recreation illegal, I would say the following. In mature states, and that's all we can go off in the moment, is areas where it's been legal for, longer than 3, 4, 5 years, where there's some real stats coming back, is they've shown that the number of teenagers using recreational cannabis has decreased. They've shown that the black market has just about disappeared altogether. And so suddenly you've got a situation where teenagers, it's very difficult for them to get it because now it's a regulated industry and, you need to be of a certain legal age. But also people know what they're getting. At the end of the day, whether we legalize this or not, the black market thrives in Australia. But the black market has no issues with quality or, allowing people to understand exactly what is in the cannabis that they might be using. And so when you have a standardization of quality, and you have restrictions on how and where it can be acquired, it does create an environment that limits people's ability to get it on the black market. And hopefully, with the amount of money it creates, create better awareness programs and treatment centers for people that unfortunately, are not able to use it in a responsible manner.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mark, this has been a fascinating chat. Thank you so much for coming on the show this morning. And yeah, let us know how it goes. If you ever come to Shep, to our new cannabis facility, come and say hi.
Will do. And thank you so much for having me on the show.
No worries at all. If you're after some more info on Mark and his work, make sure you hit up thegreenfund.com.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
If you want to get involved with Meet Me in the Riddle this morning, you got to get the third riddle right. The person who gets the third riddle right wins themselves a double pass to Goulburn Valley Crossfit.
Yeah, the phones went nuts. 13 12 16 is our number. If you know the answer to this, what can you lose that will cause other people to lose theirs too? We put that one out before the song, and we welcome now Lauren from Kyabram. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is the answer to that riddle?
I mean... Straight away, I thought virginity. But I'm going to say that the answer is your temper or your mood. Your temper
is bang on the money, yeah. Lauren.
I like virginity more. That's a bit more fun.
I mean, on a technicality, I couldn't really take that one away from you because that was also correct.
Well, if you're losing your virginity, it's nothing to say the other person's losing theirs.
I mean.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a riddle, guys. Come on.
Let's not go all. Oh, no, actually, I'm not going to go there. Josiah, what's next riddle?
It is early. You can say whatever you want. Hey, Lauren, we've got another riddle here. You're sounding very switched on this morning, so I have a lot of faith in you, okay?
Yeah.
All right, Ellie and Lauren.
Yes.
From Kyabram. What is hard? I give Lauren first chance.
Oh. To catch the fasting.
This is actually quite easy if you think about it. Ellie looks like she's got it. Lauren, you're on a run.
Oh, I'm hard. I don't know. A cold?
The faster you run, it's harder to catch. Okay.
I have no idea.
Ellie, are you going to go on behalf of Lauren? How does that sound?
Yeah, all right. I'll go on behalf of Lauren.
What's the answer?
Is it your breath?
It is indeed. Oh. Wow. Oh. Well done. You're still in it, Lauren?
I mean, we've got Clint waiting as well. Clint's on 9-2.
You have to get this one, Lauren. Let's see how you go. When it comes to me, you go on red and stop on green. What am I? The opposite to a traffic light. That's just a clue. When it comes to me, you go on red, stop on green. What am I, girls?
You go on red.
You go on red, stop on green. What am I?
I have no idea again.
Are you a Macca's? Someone,
yeah, what are you doing? Have you got a like, walkie-talkie in the background?
Oh, no, I'm at the train station.
That'll do it. Which train station are you at?
All aboard.
Oh, Shepparton. I'm just making sure I don't miss the train.
Nice.
Well, Lauren.
I have no clue.
That's
no,
okay. Thanks for
well,
playing.
Lauren. All right, let's move on to Clintos from Shep. Clint, good morning.
Morning.
Any idea what the answer to this one is? I've forgotten it. Can you say
when
it again,
it comes
Jay?
To me, you go on red, you stop on green. Clint, you're psycho. What am I?
I honestly don't have a clue.
Think it's in it. It's something you... Oh, this will give it away if I give a clue.
Green. I'm blank.
Can I...
Go on,
have
Ellie,
an answer
ask
on behalf of Clint?
Go for it.
Is it a chili?
Oh, come on. When it comes to you, okay, picture a food that you eat that's red, and when it gets to the green bit, you stop. It's really easy,
meat.
Guys.
The only thing I can think of is meat.
I think of a fruit, guys. A big fruit. You chop it up and eat it. It's red in the middle, green on the outside.
Oh, watermelon.
Bang!
It's actually pink, to be fair. It's pink.
Technicality.
So I really thought we're going to have to renege that from you. Clintos, congratulations, my friend. You have won yourself a double pass to Goulburn Valley CrossFit.
Thanks, guys.
Well done. You know, it's a Monday, so I'll forgive you all.
Yeah. Thank you.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
All right, let's cross over to Hollywood. Live from the backstage of American Idol is our very own Dean McCarthy. Morning, Dean.
G'day, guys. It's absolute mayhem where I am right now. We are backstage at Idol this week. We're down to the top five on Fox 8, on Foxtel, of course. You know, I'm obsessed with Foxtel. Friday night, 8:30 p.m. And then, of course, catch the after show afterwards. But it's crazy. It's really, really crazy here. And I got to tell you, you know, some person, while it's kind of like these people are all up-and-coming singers, you know, one day they're going to be huge. Let's talk about someone who is already gigantic and massive. Britney Spears making headlines over the weekend. She had to go to court with her mum and dad on Friday. The mum wanted to view Britney's medical records. She believed that Britney's not getting looked after very well. And she's going to try and help Britney to free up some of the sanctions on her as part of the conservatorship. So, for example, Britney has a flip phone. Britney Spears is not allowed on the internet.
Wow.
As part of the conservatorship. She has no credit card. Britney doesn't have a purse or a wallet, doesn't have a credit card at all. Doesn't even touch money. Doesn't have any money or credit card or debit card or anything. So she wants to be able to free it up a little bit to do some of her own things. And she's helped, I'm trying to get her mum to help her free her from the grasp of her father.
So what exactly are the charges she's facing? Why is she in court?
No, good question. Great question. It's not actually charges, but it's basically the conservatorship is a legal binding ruling under a court. And that's why they had to go to court to get the courts to get the dad to free up the medical records so the mother could view them. Whoa. And also get the courts to decide if they can relax her conservatorship a little bit.
Wow.
That is crazy. Poor Britney. She's really had a bit of a fall from grace, hasn't she?
Leave Britney alone.
Hey, Dean, can I just go back to American Idol quickly? I'm such a fan of that show. It is just as big in Australia as it is in America. You get to hang out with the judges, Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, every single week. What are they like to work with?
So, first of all, Luke Bryan and I get on really well. We've done a workout together at Equinox before. He's
like really?
A really cool dude. Lionel Richie is like, he's like the nicest guy. He's like your dad. He's like your dad's best friend kind of vibe. He's very, very warm. And then Katie, for the first season, I was really surprised. Katie was not very warm with me. I just thought, like, it was so weird. I thought, oh, we're going to get on like a house on fire. But for the first season, she was just super professional, straight down the line, just boom, did the interviews. And now she's really, really warmed up. And we're getting along really well. And she's kind of, I'm not going to say anything. Put it this way. She's up to some really cool things. And when it comes out, okay, let's replay this interview and you're going to die.
Awesome.
She's up to really cool things and she's really, really, really incredible.
You have got me so intrigued, Dean.
Dean, I was a little upset when Uche got voted out. He was my favourite, but we are down to the top five. So thank you very much for the update backstage on American Idol. We love you, Dean.
Bye, guys.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie. Miss something or want to hear it again?
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.